This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Republicans predicted a national horror movie should President Donald Trump lose in November, offering dark warnings for the president's diehard base on the opening night of his scaled-down national convention on Monday, even as others tried to broaden Trump's political appeal. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
One speech, a school teacher said conservative values are being attacked by labor unions. A small business owner talked of unwarranted pandemic shutdowns and riotous mobs. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz outlined what he sees as a horror film, with Joe Biden as an extra and ordinary people trapped in a dark and dangerous world.
They'll disarm you, empty the prisons, lock you in your home, and invite MS-13 to live next door.
Earlier Monday, delegates in Charlotte, North Carolina, approved resolutions, including one labeling the Southern Poverty Law Center, which catalogs eight groups, as a radical organization. I'm Tim McGuire.
Democrats officially nominated former Vice President Joe Biden and his running mate, U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, last week during their national convention. The Kremlin on Tuesday rejected accusations of involvement in an alleged attack on Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who's in a coma in a German hospital a day after doctors said tests indicated that he was poisoned. The politician's allies say the Kremlin is behind the illness of its most prominent critic, with some demanding an investigation into whether Russian President Vladimir Putin was involved. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters on Tuesday that he saw no grounds for launching a criminal investigation into Navalny's condition. Navalny has become yet another in a number of Putin critics who've been mysteriously poisoned. This is VOA News.